Numasech, the Masech of Tainus, begins with a discussion about Mashva Ruach and Murdagashim, all about rain and fasting. Says the Mishnah, Me'emasai Maskirin Kvuras Kshamim. From when do we start mentioning Mashva Ruach u Murdagashim? Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Miyom Tav Rishon Shechag. From the first day of Chag, when we see the word Chag, Chag always means Sukkot. So from the first day of Sukkot, we start mentioning Mashva Ruach and Murdagashim. That's not what we do, by the way. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Miyom Tav Achron Shechag, from the last day of Sukkot, in other words, Shemini Atzeres. So Amalo Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says,
when we say
Shemini Atzeres. So Amalo Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, Hol Ve'enak Shamim Elisim and Klala B'chag. We know that if it rains on Sukkot, it's a klala. Look at Rashi. Rashi Simon Klala B'chagin. Rashi says, Kidamrinu B'masecha Sukkah B'perek HaYashin, if you remember back then. When are you able to leave the sukkah? When it rains so much, it starts ruining the food. Similar to an eved who comes, the king or master is holding a cup of wine, and the eved comes to pour some water to dilute it and make it drinkable. And he accidentally spills the water all over his master's face. I don't want any of your service. Leave here. So too, kolomar shehag shamin yordin lesukkah. Hakol Yotzin. When the rain comes, everybody leaves. It's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want them to serve in front of him. So therefore, Vamai, Rashi continues, Maschilin Lahazkir Gvorsa Shaman Bechag, Venir Shu Mispaloshi of Amata Bechag. So why would we ask for Mashir Ruach, for rain, in the beginning of Sukkot? If it in fact rains on Sukkot, it's going to be a Simon Kala. So that's Rabbi Yeshua's response to Rabbi Eliezer. So again, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yeshua, Hol ve'enak shamim elisim and kol b'chag. Since if it rains, it's a curse during Sukkot. Lamahu maskir. Why would you start mentioning it from the first day of Sukkot? So Amalo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer explains himself. Af ani lo amarti l'shol. I never said to ask for it. Ela lehaskir mashiv ruachem inagashim ba'onaso. I said to mention it as a praise. Asking it is found in the same talamot to l'racha. That's the she'ela. Mashiv Ruach is simply praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he has the ability to bring rain, to bring wind. I never said to ask it. And now they're in the tkufa of the rain season. Let's start mentioning the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Amrullah, so Rabbi Yeshua responds back, Imkain, if it's true, all you're doing is praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Li'olam Yehi Maskir, why not mention it the entire year? Mention it during Pesach, mention it during the summer. Okay, so this machloket between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar is explained as follows in the Achronim. I think one of the first sugyas I think I ever learned on my own was this sugya, Mashir Ruach HaMinagashim, and therefore it's very chaviv to me. So the way I tried to explain it, and there's a lot of diukim, and I think the Achron explained this as well, they're arguing about whether Mashir Ruach is a shevach, a praise, like everything else in the beginning of,
or
is it not quite a request, because no one's going to say it's actually a she'ela, I'll tell you nafkamin in a second, but something in the middle called a ritzui. What's a ritzui? I think Tosos has such a lashon, we'll read it inside. A ritzui is somewhere in the middle, where it's supposed to preempt the she'ela. Shevach is just a praise to Hashem. A ritzui is, I'm praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu in rain so that I can ask him for rain. It's a little higher up than shevach. That's the debate. So Rabbi Yeshua says that it's a ritzui. So you can't mention in the beginning, yes, you're not quite a she'ela, but it's not just stam a shvach, it's a ritzui, so that's inappropriate. Rabbi Eliezer thought, no, it's a shevach. And since it's a Shevach, you can mention it in the beginning of Sukkot, it's not a problem. That seems to be the debate. Okay, I'm trying to see that language here in Tosfos for a second. Yeah, let's look at Tosfos Imkain. You see Tosfos Imkain? He says, Im ata omer maskirin, if you're going to say to mention just a praise of Hashem, Tosfos Imkain. Yeah, I got it?
Yeah.
Imata Omer Maskirin. If you're going to suggest, you should say Mashiv Haruach during the entire Sukkot. Afapish Ein Shal, and even though you're not asking for it, Hol Umashmeh Be'onoso, since we're now in the Tkufa of rainy season, Afapakayitz Yaskir, even mentioned in the summer, Umata Nosin Simin Miyom Tov Rishon, why Dafka Yom Tov Rishon? Praise Hashem the entire year. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Bebrais Be'gemar, we'll see this later on, if you want, you really can mention it. There's no problem of saying Mashir Ruach during the rest of the year. Up until Sukkot, there's no chayiv. You could say it, there's no chayiv. However, aval Yom Tov Rishon, there's an obligation now to start getting the ritzoy, getting the appeasement for HaKadosh Baruch Hu prior to the Sheila, Shekola Balavakish, anyone who asks for a bakasha, he first has to be Makdim Umiratze Vasimin Klala Lo Kapina and Rabbi Shua Kapit. Yom Tov Rishon. So what's Pshat? Why does Rabbi Elazar think you could start mentioning it from the first day? Because he thinks it's a ritzoy, not a shela. So not asking for rain, but it's a ritzoy. You first have to say a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're really so powerful. You bring rain and wind. So now you can ask him, now, could you give me some rain? And could you give some good winds for us? That's what it's saying. So since it's somewhat of a ritzoy, that's the debate, whether it's a ritzoy or simply a shevach. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ein Shoalin Esag Shamim. Now Shoalin is talking about the She'ela, saying Talamat L'Racha. Ein Shoalin Esag Gishamim Ela Samach L'Gishamim. You only ask for rain when it's close to the time period that you need the rain. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ha'over L'Fnei Ateva B'Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag. So let's say the person goes to the Davin for the Yamid on the last day of Sukkot, on Shemini Atzeres. Ha'achron Maskir Ha'arishon Einu Maskir. What's the Achron? What's the Rishon?
Musaf.
Right, Rishon guy Shachros doesn't say anything. The Achron, the Musaf guy, does mention Masher Ruchem Negashim. Now there's a debate whether you say it in silent Shemoneh Esrei or you don't say it in silent Shemoneh Esrei. You only say it afterwards. B'yom tov Rishon Shal Pesach, the first day of Pesach, HaRishon Maskir Achron Einu Maskir. So too, in Shachros of the first day of Pesach, we still say Masher Ruchem Negashim. It's not till the Musaf where we have Tefillas Tal where we stop saying Masher Ruchem Omer Negashim. And for those who are Nusach Svard, or say Morad Hatal instead. So it says the Gemara now, Tana. Heicha Koi, Dikasani Me'imasai. The Mishnah tells us, when do you mention Mashiv Arachim Ragashim? Well, what's that referring to? What is Mashiv Arachim Ragashim? No one ever told us that you're supposed to even say it, to ask when. First you have to tell me what, and then ask when. So the Mishnah jumps to, when do we say Mashiv Arachim Ragashim? Ask the Gemara. Again, Tana, Heicha Koi. On what is it referring to? Where's the what? Where's the explanation that you're supposed to say Mashiv Ruchem Negashim? Says the Gemara, Tana Hasam Kai, on the another Mishnah, Dikasani, it's written in Maseches Brachos, Maskirin Gruas Gishamim B'tchias Amesim. The Mishnah there in Brachos is telling us that when you're supposed to insert different things during different Brachos of Davening, the first thing it says is say Mashiv Ruach during Tchias Amesim, the second Brach of Shemoneh Esrei. And it also says in the Mishnah, Sho'alin Birkas Hashanim. That's when you ask for saying Talamat al-Racha. And it also says, just continuing the Mishnah of Avdallah B'chonin Hadas. That's when we say Atachonantu, Atachonanta. Sorry?
That's how Rachat starts, right? Me'ematai.
But you die, right. But may I say, Korin Sashma. But yes, yeah. Very good. The first word of Mishnah.
Saying Me'ematai refers to the question here. The question, when it starts, doesn't refer. Me'ematai what? Why doesn't say Kshamim and then Matai?
Exactly. Gemara in Brachos asks the same question. It says, Me'emasai Koran is a Shema Ba'arvis. When do you read Marv at nighttime? When's night? Gemara says, what do you mean? What is Shema? Tell me what Shema is first, and then ask, when do you say it? So it says the same thing here, the Gemara. So the answer is, this Mishnah is referring to the Mishnah all the way in Brachas. Brachas told us that you're supposed to mention Mashiv Ruach in Tchias Mesim. Now, all the way in Masechas Tanis, we want to know, okay, so when do you mention it, though? When do you start mentioning it? During Pesach, during Sukkot? So the Gemara says, and then Vikatani on that Mishnah Brachos, now it says Me'emasai Maskirin Kavurus Hashamim. And now we're able to ask the question here, when do you mention Mashiv Ruach? Ask Gemara, what do you mean? Lisnei Hasam, learn it in Brachos. Maisha Deshavki An Hacha. Why they wait all the way until Masechas Tainus? After Brachos, we had no other Bavlis, but we had still all Mishnah. So after Brachos, there's Peya, and there's Chuma, and there's Bikurim, there's Shemitah, there's a ton of Masechas. And then we have Moed, and then we have Shabbos, and Erev, and Pesachim. Tainus is all, it's probably 10 Masechas in between.
We did
that. Well, no, what I mentioned, Zerum, there's no Bavli, there's no Gemara in Sinai.
Oh.
But in Mishnayos, there's all those Mishnayos of Zerum. But there's a lot of Mishnayos in between, then and now. So why do they wait all the way until now to talk about when do you mention? So the Gemara is not satisfied with that answer that's referring to Brachos. Ela Tana Me Rosh Hashanah Selik. It actually is working off of Rosh Hashanah. So this might be one of the reasons why everyone asks, what's the order of all the Masechtas? So I would Shabbos Erevin, those are every week we have Shabbos and Erevin, and then do Pesachim, and then do what will be next, I guess Rosh Hashanah, and then do Yuma, and then do Sukkah, go in order. So why does it say we have Yuma and Sukkah and Rosh Hashanah? It comes out of order. So perhaps Rosh Hashanah, which is the previous Masechta connected to Tainus, is because of the following Gemara. At least we can answer that. Why is Rosh Hashanah right before Tainus? Says the Gemara, because this mission in Tanis is referring to Rosh Hashanah. What is it saying, Rosh Hashanah? Elatanim Rosh Hashanah Salak. It's leaving off of what we learned in Rosh Hashanah, the Tanan, the first parak we learned, a well-known Mishnah, Ubechag Nidonan Al Hamayim. On Sukkot, we are judged on the water for that year. So once we taught that you get judged in the water for the year on Sukkot, so when do we start asking for it? There's a connection of rain. We tell that we're judged about the rain, and then we have to start asking for the rain, and that's why Tainus is right next to Rosh Hashanah, and that's why we ask the question here.
So why the rest, what about the rest, which are not with oil?
Right. So each Masechta has to be explained why they're next to each other. The Rambam, in his Perish HaVashimnai, says Hakdama. Rambam, when he was the first sefer, he wrote three svarim. When he was youngest, he wrote the Perish HaVashinayos, all in the Mishnayos. When he became older, he wrote Yad Chazaka, the Mishnah Torah, which is the compilation of all halacha. And then when he was older, he wrote the Mor Nevuchim. So in his Hakdama to the Perish HaVashinayos, he explains
Rambam.
The Rambam, yeah.
With Mem.
The Mem, right. So when the Rambam wrote the Mishnah, Perish HaMishnayos, he has a whole Hakdama explaining why each Masechta is next to each other. Some of them the Gemara itself asks, like here. Gemara also asks, why is Nazir next to Sota? Where it says, because just like in the Torah and Parshas Naso, they're next to each other. Why? Because anybody who sees Sota is going to stop drinking wine, because we see what wine leads to.
Yeah.
So the Gemara asks this question in a few places. So the places where it doesn't ask the question, the Rambam tries to fill in and explain why they're next to each other. So I don't know all the answers, but it is addressed by the Rambam. Okay. So now we know why it's the question of Masher Ruach is here, not Tainus, because just in Rosh Hashanah we learned that you're supposed to get judged on Sukkot. So now we're talking about, so how do you ask for rain? Ask the Mara now, V'lisnei, meimas hai maskirin al gshamim. I gvuros gshamim. The gvuros, what's the strength of rain? Say, when do you ask for rain? Gvuros gshamim? So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, mipnei sheyordin begvura. Because the rain comes down begvura with great strength. How do we know this? Shenemar, the Pasuk tells us, Ose gdolos ad ein cheker, v'niflos ad ein mispar. Kadosh Baruch Hu creates great things without end, without limit, and great wonders without number. Uksiv, and it's written further, Hanosein Matar al pnei ha'aretz, v'sholech maim al pnei chutzos. So Kadosh Baruch Hu sends rain, and he sends water throughout. So, my Masha, so what's the connection here? We have one Pasuk that talks about gedula, another Pasuk that talks about rain, nothing to do with each other. We're trying to figure out why the Mishnah refers to rain as Gvuros HaKshamim. It is, isn't it? Osegdulos? Eyov, okay. I think there's a similar Pasuk. I think there's a similar Pasuk in Tehillim also. Okay, either way, so these two Pasukim are next to each other. So first it says Osegdulos, and then it says Anose Matar. So it sounds like that Gdulos is referring to rain. Rain is called something of Gedula. So the Gemara says, let's go further. My mashma, what does this imply? Sama Rabba Bar Shila Asya Cheker Cheker Mi Briyasha Shalom. We have a Gzer Shavat says Cheker in this pasuk we just mentioned in Eov, and it says Cheker by Briyasha Olam. Ksiv Hacha Ose Gdulos Adeni Cheker. Uksiv Hasim. It's written there. Haloyadata Im Lo Shemata Elokei Olam Hashem Borei Ktavos Hart Lo Yafe Lo Yiga In Cheker Lesunaso. That's in Yeshaya, I think, right? Yeah. So this is referring to how Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, this Pasuk Yeshaya. And the same word, Ein Cheker, is being used. So it's used for creation of the world, and it's used in terms of describing rain. Uksiven is written further. Meichin Harim Bekocho, Kadosh Baruch Hu prepared Nezar Begura. He prepared mountains with his strength, and Nezar Begura, what's the whole back and forth? Let's see, one second.
Those two
psukim,
two places, don't speak about any rain.
So this is what goes on as follows. In Eov, it says rain and Ein Cheker.
Therefore, where it says rain?
By Eov. Oh, Nusim Atar. Right. The word Cheker appears by Eov. Then the word Cheker appears by Briyas Olam, the Zegzer Shavu. And another pasuk about Briyas Olam, it refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it with Gvura. It says, Meichin Harim Bechocho, Nezar Begvura. So just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world Begvura, so through HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings rain through the Gzer Shava Cheker Cheker, also rain Begvura. That's how we learn. Where does it say that? That's in the Pasuk of Yeshaya. Halo yadatim lo shemata el keolam Hashem barei kitzos haaretz lo yaf lo yiga ein cheker l'sfunasa.
That's referring to
Briyas Olam. Yeah. This is actually my Haftarah.
Yeah.
So the ein cheker here by Briyas Olam Ein Cheker by great rain, just like Bries Olam is called Gvura, so to Gshamim is called Gvura. That's how we know that we refer to rain as Gvura. Okay. Says Gemara further now. Uminalan de betfila. How do you know you're supposed to mention Mashir Ruach in the context of davening? Maybe you're supposed to just say it as a separate part. Just wake up in the morning, say Modani, and then say Mashir Ruach or Morin Hagashim. How do you know you're supposed to say it during tefila? Says the Gemara, the Tanya. The Brisa teaches us. La'avas Hashem Elokeichem, u'la'av de b'chol v'avchem. You're supposed to love Hashem and serve Hashem with all your heart. Famous line in the Gemara. Ezehi avoda shehi b'leiv. Havi omer zet tefila. What's an avoda? What do you mean the pasuk in Shema says, u'la'av de b'chol v'avchem? You're supposed to serve Hashem with your heart. Avoda means you work with your hands. Lev means your heart. What does that mean? Zu tefila. Tefila is an avoda that takes place in your heart. Okay, that's about tefila. How do you know anything about saying Mashiva Ruach Amor Dagashim during tefila? Uksib Basrei. Afterwards, as we know, it says in Parsha V'Hayah, M'Shemawa, Nasati Matar Artzechem Bi'ito Yireh Umakosh, and I will give rain in your land in its proper time. So we see in the context of talking about B'chol Avchem, which means tefila, we mention that you're supposed to ask that Kosh Baruch is going to send rain. So in tefila, you're supposed to ask for rain. That's the source of davening about saying Mashiva Ruach during tefila. Another famous Gemara here. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shlosha Maftechos B'yad L'Shar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shlo Nimsru B'yad Shliach. There are three keys that are in the hands of a Kadosh Baruch Hu that are not given over to a Shliach. Ve'iluhen Maftech Shel Gshamim. Only Kadosh Baruch Hu has the key to rain. U'Maftech Shel Chaya. Only Kadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to make a woman pregnant, have children. And then Maftech Shel Tchias HaMesim. Also, only Kadosh Baruch Hu has the key to bring back life. Nobody else has these three keys. So look at Tosos for a second. Tosos, those who are familiar with the stories of Tanakh, Tosos dibra maschil shloshim aftechel shalonim shul shliach. Three keys were not given over to the shliach. Vim tomar v'ham, you know, in the end of Sanhedrin, this is the last daf of Sanhedrin, I think. Dim aftech hakshamim nimsim le'Eliyahu. Eliyahu was given the key to reign. Eliyahu was also given the rain, the ability to bring back to life. He brought back to the kid to life that had died. V'chein Elisha was also given the ability to bring back to life. We'll see this later on in our Masechta. So we see the key of Mitches Mesim and the key of rain was given to other shlichim. And it just tells us, V'yeshlomar, dehod dekamar shlo nimsu l'shliach. When the Gemara says it wasn't given over to the Shliach, it means any wrote to Lomar Shlo Nimsu Meolam, that was never given. Nimsu, because we see that they were given over. Ella, Lo Nimsu Lishliach Lios Liolam Mamon Elam. He never gave it over to a Shliach to have full control. Yes, there are certain times the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave an individual koach to bring the rain for a temporary time, but never was anyone giving the full capacity to own the Mefteach of the rain, the Mefteach of Tchias HaMesim. The Gemara wants to know, how do you know that there's such a thing as three keys of these three things? Says the Gemara, two lines from the bottom. Maftech shel gshamim. What's the key? What's the source that there's such a key of rain? Dichsiv yiftach Hashem l'cha es otzaro hatov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens his storage house, his good storage house, es hashmaim of the skies, l'aseis matar artzcha b'ito, to give the rain. So lashon of psicha, opening, you need a key to open something up. That's how we know there's a key for rain. Maftech shel chaya, minayin. How do you know you have to open up to allow someone to become pregnant and have children? Dechsiv vayizkor Elokim es Rachel vayishma ileha. Elokim vayiftach es Rachma. And he opened her up. So Oshkosh Baruch, they need psicha to open. And then Maftech shel tchias HaMesim. How do I know when it comes to tchias HaMesim, psicha and Maftech is required as well? Minayin dechsiv vidatim ki ani Hashem. You're going to know that I'm Hashem as I will open up the graves in the times of Tchias HaMesim. Gemara says there's actually a fourth one, perhaps, a fourth key. B'marav of the west. West refers to Eretz Yisrael because it was west of Bavel. In Marav Amri they would say, Af Maftech Sha Parnasa. There's also a fourth key of Parnasa, Dechsiv Poseach Es Yadecha. B'gomer, Kadosh Baruch has opened up his hand, he opens up your hand to give you Parnasa.
Said something nice.
What? Yeah.
Who says it's four Moftechot is the Rashi Tevot of Mofteach. Matar parnasa tchiyat hametim lechaya.
Very nice. Who says that?
The Tur.
Tur. Oh, very good.
And also, the gematria of Moftach is 51. The same number of the words in those four psukim, 51.
Oh, yeah.
There's many chidushim here.
Okay, so the Gemara says, so again, there's a fourth one, the fourth key, and which is now we know
so
from...
You have the same, no? Like...
Yeah, I didn't get to look this up. I'm sure a lot of the stuff is overlap. The Mafteach, so again, Mafteach, which now we know is the Rashi Tevos for these four things, very interesting, helps us remember. So the fourth one for Parnasa. So Yochanan, my time aloka chashiv l'ha. So why didn't our Gemara earlier count the fourth one? It just had three. So Amar Lachag Chumim Hainu Parnasa. What do you mean? Rain and Parnasa is one and the same thing. You're a farmer. Your Parnasa, it depends on the rain. So it's not a separate key. It's all connected. Now I believe that I think the Ritva here, right? So maybe it's later on. Maybe it's Gemara. I don't remember. Maybe it's a Gemara later on. But I'll say it anyways. This is the reason why Masha Ruachim Negashim is in the second bracha of Tchias HaMesim. Why is Masha Ruach in Tchias HaMesim? Because they're both, they have Maftechos. They're both a key. Tchias HaMesim is a key, and Totu Gshamim is a key. I think others explain, maybe the Gemara also explains further, because even rain is also Tchias HaMesim. I've got dirt. This is dead. You bring to life, you bring trees, you bring grass, you bring fruit, you bring vegetables. So that's also an element of Tchias HaMesim. They're very similar. So that's why it's in that bracha. Okay. Now the Gemara says, goes to the discussion of Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer, when do you start saying Mashra Ruach? Do you start saying it first day of Sukkot, or do you start saying it last day of Sukkot? Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Yom Tov Rishon Shachag, the first day of Sukkot. E Bailu, Rabbi Eliezer, who holds on the first day of Sukkot, you start saying Mashra Ruach, Mehechi Gamrila, from where does he learn? How do you know? Is there a source when you start saying it? Milulov Gamrila, or Minisach HaMayim Gamrila? Did he learn it from Lulav, or did he learn it from Nisach HaMayim? So Lulav we know, based on the Pesukim, we do this all every Sukkot, that you start, you take Dal Minim for the 7 days of Sukkot. What's Nisach HaMayim? Nisach HaMayim is, on Sukkot, we would sprinkle, not sprinkle, we would pour water on the Mizbech. Mizbech, you walk up the Mizbech, and when you get up the ramp, the Kohen walks up the ramp, there are four corners. You're walking, let's say...
What's the word Nisach come from? What is the
Nisach is to pour.
Nisach is to pour?
Yeah. So let's say, here's the base of Mikdash. We walk in, this is the entrance, this is the Kosher Kedashim. You have Mizbech over here, coming up the ramp this way. This is the south, north, west, east.
Go up.
Come up the ramp here. You have four corners on the top. So what happens is, during every morning, the carbon tamid, there's a little point on this side, this corner, there's a little hole, they pour the wine, called Nisach HaYayin. They pour the wine while they bring the carbon tamid, the Levivim would sing a song. On Sukkot, on Machlokas, which days of Sukkot? 7 days, 8 days. In addition to the wine, there's another hole. There are two holes, if you remember from Sukkah, where you pour the water down.
Sukkah or Yom?
Sukkah.
Yom speaks a lot about the...
Kabbalas, you're right. But I think Nisach HaMayim is mentioned in Sukkah, because Sukkah is when you do it. So, if you remember that the there's a one tube was thick, one was thin. The thick tube was for the wine, because the wine is thicker. They wanted everything to finish at the same time, to go down. So the wine had a thicker tube, the water had a thinner one, since water's thinner. And they finished at the same time, went down the tubes fine. So this Nisach HaMayim was done on Sukkot. So that starts on day one also. So did Rabbi Eliezer learn from Lulav, just like Lulav starts on day one, that's you start saying Mashiv Ruach on day one? Or did he learn from Nisach HaMayim, which also starts on day one, and that's when you start saying Mashiv? Is there a Nafkamina? So Gemara says, let's go through this now. Gemara says again, Mi Lulav Gamar Lai or Mi Nisach HaMayim Gamar Lai? Mi Lulav Gamar Lai, does he learn it from Lulav? Ma Lulav Bayom Af Haskara Bayom. Just like lulav, we only do lulav at daytime. There's no mitzvah of lulav at night, only during the day. So Masha Ruach, you start mentioning during the daytime. The day of the first day, not the nighttime, but the day of the first day. Oh, Dilma Minusach HaMayim Gamalei, or did you learn from Nisach HaMayim, Ma Nisach HaMayim Me'orsa, which means from the nighttime, Damar Mar, how do we know that Nisach HaMayim takes place at night? Because Damar Mar, U'minchasam V'niskeyam, the drush is Afil Balayla, that even nighttime the Nisach takes place, Af Haskara Marosa, so too you should start mentioning Mashiv Ruach at nighttime, at Mariv of the first night of Sukkot. That's the Nafkamina if you learn from Lulav or Nisach HaMayim. So Rashi explains, where do you see that Nisach HaMayim, I said to you, when does Nisach HaMayim take place? Take place during Karban Tamid. The Karban Tamid is during the daytime, not the nighttime. So what's the Gemara talking about, that at nighttime they did Nisach HaMayim? That's not true. So look at Rashi says, you see Rashi, Ma Nisach HaMayim Me'orsa? Rashi gives pshat, he says, They would draw the water up at nighttime. Not that they would pour the water at nighttime, that takes place during the daytime. The drawing of the water would take place at nighttime. Then the second pshat in Rashi says, there's another explanation, this is our Gemara. So, what does that mean? All karbanos take place during the day. But the nisuchim, let's say the wine, you didn't get a chance to do it during the daytime, or the mincha, sometimes there's a mincha, some flower karbanos, that are there to accompany the main karban, that can be done at nighttime. So, you can do it at nighttime. Ideally, it's supposed to be poured during the daytime, but if one didn't get a chance, or whatever reason, wasn't allowing him to, he could do it at nighttime.
I was speaking about night. Why was it night?
Because we want to know. We know Rabbi Elazar says on the first day of Sukkot you're supposed to start mentioning it. We don't know. Do you start mentioning it in Mariv or do you start mentioning it in Shachris and Musaf? So it depends what his source is. If he learns from Nisach HaMayim, then perhaps he should even start mentioning it at nighttime at Mariv. If he learns from Lulav, well, Lulav only takes place during the daytime, so you'd only mention it in this morning, not in the previous night. So the Gemara says, so when does he hold? You start mentioning it? So Toshma, the Gemara brings the Brice as follows. Dama Rabbi Abahu, Lolamda Rabbi Eliezer Ela Milulav. Clear Brisa, he learned it from Lulav, and therefore he only thinks you mention it during the daytime, not the previous night. Okay, Ikadami, there are others say who say, Rabbi Abahu, Gamra Gamrile, he had a Mesorah. And Ikadami, others say, Masnisa Shemile, he heard it was actually in a Brisa. Either way, he knew it was learned from Lulav. He just wasn't sure if it was a Masorah he had from his Rebbe, or he actually remembered there was a Brisa that explicitly stated this. Maihi, so what's the Brisa that he may have heard? The Tanya. Me'emesai maskir nal gshamim. When do you start mentioning Mashiv Aruach HaMinag Hashem? Rebbe Eliezer Omer Mishas Netilas Lulav. When you start taking the Lulav, which means during the daytime, the first day of Sukkot. Rebbe Yeshua Omer Mishas Hanchasa. No. When you place down the Lulav. When do you place down the Lulav? We have it for 7 days. The day 8, there's no longer lulav. That's when you start mentioning it. So they both learn from the lulav. The question is from the beginning of the lulav or the end of the lulav. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer, hold v'arba minim halalu einam ban ela l'ratos alamayim. Why do we have dal minim? It comes to be meratza, to ask for water. Uchshem sh'arba minim halalu yefshar behem bilomayim. Just like these 4 minim, you can't have them without water. These 4, lulav and esok, hadasim, and revels all need water to exist. Kach yefshar liolam below mayim. So too we're saying a Kadosh Baruch Hu, look at these dalminim, they need water to exist. So too the entire world, we need the water to exist. So therefore we start mentioning Masha Ruach Negashim because that's the theme of Sukkot. All Sukkot is all that water. So you have Nisach HaMayim, you have dalminim, and now we're mentioning Masha Ruach Negashim. That's why we start mentioning it on day 1. Now Rabbi Yeshua responds back and says, Amr lo Rabbi Yeshua, why in the world would you mention Masher Ruach explicitly? Morid Hagashim. If it rained on Sukkot, it's a bad sign for Klal Yisrael. So Amar Lo, this price is very similar to our mission, of course. So Amar Lo, Rabbi Eliezer, Afani Lo Amarti L'Shal. I didn't say to ask for rain, Elo Haski, I just said mention it. Uchshem Shetchias Amesim Maskir Kol Hashana Kula. Just like Tchias Amesim, I mention all year round. However, even though Eino Elo Bahazmana, but only comes when it's supposed to come. So too, you can mention the rain all year round if you wanted, even though it doesn't come until it's the proper time. And therefore, I hold, if you want to mention Masher Ruach all year round, you're allowed to mention all year round. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe himself says, Omer Ani, I'm of the opinion, Misha shemafsik l'sheela, kach mafsik laskara. Rebbe holds, the time when you stop saying the sheela is when you stop saying the haskara. So when is this? So look at Rashi. Rashi, misha shaposik m'lishol. This is talking about Pesach now. We're talking about Sukkot. Now suddenly Rebbe shifts gears. He's discussing when you stop saying it. Misha shaposik m'lishol, says Rashi, shebe Pesach posik m'lomer v'sein talamater. We stop asking for rain on Pesach. So posik m'lahaski k'fusik k'shamim, we also therefore stop mentioning Mashiv Aruch. V'hashta lo matzis l'meimar im ba'lahaski k'ol shana kula maskir. So therefore he says, no, you don't have the option of mentioning Mashiach all year round. Just like you stop asking for it in Pesach, we stop mentioning Mashiach Ruach Pesach time also. So he argues on Rabbi Eliezer. Another opinion in the Brisa is, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir Omer, B'sheni b'chag hu maskir. A third opinion, when you start. So right now we have the first day, we have the eighth day, and now we have the second day according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Why would he say the second day? So the Gemara is going to explain why that later on. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Bishish b'chag hu maskir, on the sixth day. The fourth opinion now, you start mentioning it. Rabbi Yehuda, Mishurim, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Ha'over lefnei ateva b'chag, sorry, b'yom tov ha'achon shachag, ha'achon maskir, arishon enim maskir. So he says, when it comes to the last day, he agrees the last day is when you mention it. That's Rabbi Yeshua of our Mishnah. When you get to the last day, the Rishon guy, the Shachar's guy, does not mention it, but the Musaf guy does mention it.
It's the same Rabbi Yehuda, meaning Rabbi Yehuda ben Batera Omer, B'sheni B'chag, U'maskir, and then Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda is the same Rabbi Yehuda.
No, different one. Different one, yeah. So again, Rabbi Shua Omer, Ha'over lefnei ateva b'yom tov ha'achron shachag ha'achron maskir. The Musaf guy mentions it, ha'rishon eino maskir, but the Rishon, the Shachar's guy, does not yet mention Mashiach Ruach. Now, b'yom tov Rishon shel Pesach, when it comes to Pesach, the first day, ha'rishon maskir, the Shachar's guy does mention it, ha'achron eino maskir, but the Baal Musaf does not mention Mashiach Ruach. Okay, we're analyzing the Brisa now. Shapir kamerle Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Eliezer had a good response. Rabbi Eliezer held that you say it on day one. Rabbi Yeshua says, why would you say it day one? It's a simon klala. Rabbi Eliezer says, I'm not asking him for rain, I'm just mentioning rain. Good response. So Amar Lecha Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, no. Oh, and further, Rabbi Eliezer says, just like Techias HaMesim. Techias HaMesim I say all year round, even though it only comes during the proper time. So also, if I wanted, in theory, I can mention Mashiv Ruach Min HaGashim all year round. It's just in the Haskara. It's a mentioning of Hashem's greatness. So Gemara says, no. Amar Lecha Rabbi Yeshua. Yeshua responds back to Rabbi Eliezer and his proof from Techias HaMesim. Bishlama Techias HaMesim, I understand why Techias HaMesim maskir dechol yom hazmanahu. You can mention it all year round because we don't know when it's going to happen. Every single day has the potential to be Techias HaMesim. Yes, it's only going to happen when it happens, but it could happen any day. So of course you can mention it all year round. Ela gishamim kaimas da'asin zmanahi? Whenever, certainly not. Hatanan, the Mishnah tells us. There's a Mishnah in Sukkah. Yatza Nisan, the Yarduk Shamim. Maybe there's a Mishnah here, actually. Mishnah here, yeah. Yatza Nisan, the Yarduk Shamim, Simen Klalahim. If Nisan leaves, or Pesach's over, and it begins to rain, it's a Simen Klalah to Klal Yisrael, Shinemar, Halok Tzir Chitim Hayom. Now's it's time to start taking out the, cutting off the grain, not to start raining and growing the things. So it's a Simen Klalah if it rains. So you can't mention rain all year round because it's not appropriate to have rain all year round. Techias HaMesim is appropriate. We don't know when it's going to happen, but it can happen any single day. Okay, now the Gemara wants to understand what's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira held that you start mentioning Mashir Ruach HaMin HaGashem starting on day 2 of Sukkah. It seems very, very random. Day 1 and day 8 makes sense because that's either the beginning or the end. Day 2, smack in the middle. Not smack in the middle, but it's an awkward number. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer b'sheni b'chag hu maskir. My time. What is the reasoning of day 2? My time with Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. The time the Brisa teaches us that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer nemar b'sheni uveniskeim. So many of us know, not by heart necessarily, but when we start laning every day of Sukkot, the Musaf sounds very familiar to us. It's all pretty much the same. Let's see if I get a chumash out quickly here. Is there a sitter here?
Show this chumash here.
It's gotta be, right? Okay, I'm not seeing one. Wish I could say, but either way, the laning becomes
here.
Very...
Chumash Rashi. Yeah.
Oh. Shmos, the wrong one. Oh, here. Baker. The midbar. You need. Okay. Either way, this doesn't have something, right? Oh, it does. Here we go. Right in front of my face the whole time. So Parshas Pinchas has all the psukim that we read on Musaf, all Karbanos Musaf. So look at the pasuk. It's going to sound familiar. Umin chasam solos bulu v'shemen shlosha esronim lapar ha'echad shlosha asar parim shnei asrim la'ay le'echad li'shnei ha'ilim yisaron yisron la'kevus ha'echad la'arba asar kfasim. We see here, yisim ha'echad l'chadas mevad olas ha'tamed v'nichasa v'nichka. that section we say every single day of Sukkos. And then we have Ubiyom HaShem, the second day, same exact Nusach, except the numbers of Kal change. Day three, same exact. It's repeated the entire Sukkos, the same exact Sukkim, other than the numbers of cows. However, if you look very carefully, there are three places where there's a slight change. So Gemara picks up on what's a slight change. Three letters that are different during the entire Sukkos, during this lighting. Three letters.
You're saying this every day.
Every day of Sukkos, we have the same exact Sukkim we say, except the cow change. How many cows are being brought? It goes from 13 to 12 to 11. Okay. Other than that change, everything else is the same.
Okay.
This is for 7 days relating this. Okay. There are three letters throughout these Sukkim that are different.
Every day.
So I'll show you them as we see them come up. So he first says, Nemar B'Sheni, on the second day of laning, it says, V'niskehem. Okay, so I'll show you the differences. 1 second. Where exactly is this pasuk here? This pasuk is Yutes. Okay. Hold on. Okay. And every single day of Sukkot, this is what we normally say. Sir izim echad l'chatas, milvad olas hatamid, minchasa v'niska. We say that over and over again. Day Sheni, though, says, Minchasa v'niskehem. There's an added mem there. It should be v'niskeha, like all the other days. Niskehem, it says. That's day two. We have an extra mem. Then it says, v'nemar b'shishi, on the sixth day, it says, v'niskeha. So, unsecheha. So which pasuk is that replacing? 1 second. That is, which is the extra word there? The yud. The extra yud. Normally they say nischeha with it spelled without the yud. This one at the end, the sixth day, has a yud hey. That's an extra letter. And then nemar b'shvi, the seventh one, is kimish patam. Normally we say look v'lakfasim v'misparam kamishpat. We say on day seven it says kamish patam. So what do we see? What do those letters spell? Mem, Yud, Mem, Mayim. So says the Gemara now, Re, Mem, Yud, Mem. Re, Kan, Mayim. Mikan, Remez, Le, Nisach, Mayim, Minotaur. That's the hint of Nisach, Mayim, Minotaur. The Torah never explicitly says Nisach, Mayim. It's a Remez. So Mayishna, B'Sheni, Dinakar. So why did he start mentioning on the second day? Rabbi Yudah Ben Maser said on the second day you're supposed to start mentioning Masher Ruch HaGashem. Why? Because the Chira Miza Lehubakra, B'Sheni Hudra Miza. When this remez begun, it started on the day two. Day two was the first difference, and then day six, day seven. So since it was hinted in day two, that's why he mentioned it in day two. Hilkach, B'Sheni Madcharinan. Madcharinan, you switch the Dalet with a Zion in many Aramaic words, so it's Maskirin. You start mentioning in day two.
So why not B'Shishi or B'Shvi?
Because it started in day two. The first one, I guess, yeah, makes sense, I think. I think it makes sense to say that. Okay. Now, Rabbi Akiva Omer, B'Shishi. Rabbi Akiva held that you really mentioned on the sixth day of Sukkos, B'Chag. Why? Who maskir? Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk B'Shishi, we already saw that the difference says V'niskeh, an extra yud there. What's the difference between V'niskeh with the yud and without the yud? With an extra yud implies Nisachim Shelah, two with the yud, two Nisachim. B'Shnei Nisuchim HaKasim Adab, it's referring to two Nisuchim. Echa nisach hamayim ve'echa nisach hayayim. We have the regular nisach hayayim, which is brought every single day. And the sixth day, there's a niskel with a yud, which implies nisachim. There's an extra nisach, which is the nisach hamayim, which is on the sixth day, says Rabbi Kiva. So let's just go a little bit further. We're going to the next daf, just a few lines. So, ema tarvayo dechamra. Wait a second. Maybe it means do two wine libations. Who says one has to be water? At least according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, the remez is mem, yud mem, that tells me water. According to Rabbi Akiva, nischeh, two libations, two pourings. Who said one's water? Maybe they're both wine. So he says the Gemara, Savalak Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, damar mizim b'maya. He acknowledges that there's a remez of mem, yud mem. Rabbi Akiva says, I understand that, therefore that tells us water, because the extra letters, mem. However, so Gemara says, e Savalak Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, if he really holds like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, name of Kivasa, he should hold like him that it starts on day two. The remez begins on day two, so he should start doing the water libations on day two. Why did Rabbi Kiva wait until day six then? So Kasava Rabbi Kiva, Kiksiv Nisach Yisei Rabbi Shishi Hudiksiv. Because you're right, there's a hint of mem yun mem throughout, but the pasuk never says when to do the Nisach, it just says there's a water libation. Since on the day six it says Niske with a Yud, which implies double portions of the libations. So that tells us on day six is when he's supposed to do the extra Nisach HaMayim. Okay.
Shkoyach.
Bechtiyah.